KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 16 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today. A high around 20, there is a winter weather advisory in effect for a good chunk of the listening area until noon, and for the far west and northwest counties until 9 a.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Just a quick note to pass along to you. The Iowa DOT reports Interstate 80 westbound, just east of the Highway 173 exit, will be closed beginning at 9 o'clock until noon today. That's the right-hand lane only, which will be closed. And that is due to some accidents in the area and getting rid of those vehicles out of the ditches. Again, that's Interstate 80 westbound, just east of the Highway 173 exit, and in the right-hand lane. That'll be closed from about 9 a.m. to noon today. Elsewhere in the news, the Creston Police Department reports a man from Creston was arrested Saturday morning on a warrant out of Cass County. 27-year-old Kevin Lee Davis was taken into custody on the warrant for failure to serve jail time on an original charge of probation violation. Davis was transferred to the custody of Cass County deputies. Friday morning, 51-year-old Brian Ward of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for probation violation on an original charge of OWI second offense. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. Early Sunday morning, 46-year-old Jamie Foote of Creston was arrested for public intoxication. He was later released on a $300 bond. And at around 4 a.m. Sunday, 26-year-old Kaylee Nelson of Creston was arrested for assault on an officer, interference with official acts, and public intoxication. Nelson was later released from the Clark County Jail on a $1,600 bond. Creston police said also two incidents of theft were reported over the weekend. Saturday afternoon, a man residing in the 700 block of West Michigan Street reported that sometime over the past 3 weeks, someone broke into his storage unit on East Union Street and took numerous items. They included a propane heater, propane tank, tools, a black plastic tub, and a house door. The loss was estimated at $665. And a man residing in the 300 block of North Walnut Street in Creston reported Sunday morning that sometime overnight, Saturday into early Sunday morning, someone had entered his vehicle parked outside of his home and stole a handgun along with documents related to the vehicle. The loss was estimated at $254. Officials with Arise, the Atlantic Rock Island Society enterprise here at Atlantic, report Ray Bubba Sorensen from Greenfield will present a program on his Freedom Rock paintings at the American Legion Memorial Building this coming Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m. Sorensen serves as a Republican House representative for District 20 in Iowa, which includes Adair, Guthrie, and parts of Cass and Dallas counties. He began designing and painting a 12-foot-tall boulder north of Greenfield along Highway 25 when he was 19 years old. He continues to repaint that rock every year since 1999 to be finished before Memorial Day. Sorensen has completed a commissioned rock in nearly every Iowa county and some in other states since the first rock was painted. He says his goal has always been to spread the message of thanks to veterans. Every county's rock is unique, representing specific stories. Each one is part of the overall story of Iowa and their veteran service. Recently, Bubba has applied his artistic skills in another way by illustrating a book of poems honoring veterans. The Atlantic History Center, Military Museum, and Military Library will be open for viewing during the event. The books may be checked out of the library. Refreshments will be available. The American Legion Memorial Building, also known as the Armory, is handicapped accessible. There's no fee for attending, but donations are appreciated. For more information, see ariseatlantic.org on the web or their Facebook page. On this Veterans Day, a new study from the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis is touting the benefits of mindfulness training to lower stress for veterans suffering from PTSD. Instructor Marianne Johnson works with veterans in the 8 weeks training to help them with stress, anxiety, and depression by teaching how to
work with challenging thoughts and emotions and those unpredictable life circumstances that we all encounter day in and day out, but to be less reactive to them. By learning how to take pauses, by learning how to self-regulate.
Johnson says also,
through this very methodical system over 8 weeks, we teach people through primarily body awareness, starting with breath and something called a body scan, to become aware of their ability to be more self-aware, more resilient.
The goal, she says, is to help veterans to quiet their minds and find inner peace and eventually embrace more self-compassion and forgiveness. In other news, firefighters from Red Oak were called at the Growth Unlimited building at 108 North 2nd Street Saturday morning. The blaze was reported around 3:30 a.m. Flames were shooting through the roof of the building as crews arrived on the scene. Upon arrival, firefighters said that the fire had gone through the roof of the building. Crews were on the scene for about 2 hours and no injuries were reported. The flames were said to have been out of control for about under control after about 45 minutes. Crews were on the scene for about 2.5 hours. The building was a total loss, and the cause of the fire was under investigation. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest at around 11:20 p.m. on Saturday of 33-year-old Sarah Sue Benton. The Red Oak woman was arrested for driving while barred and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report a homeless man, 38-year-old Jacob Lynn Derby, was arrested Saturday morning on a charge of domestic abuse, second offense. His arrest followed an incident at the Red Oak Fairway store parking lot. Derby was being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Police in Council Bluffs report two men from Council Bluffs are in custody following a burglary incident where shots were fired late Friday morning. Authorities said Saturday that officers were called to 1702 6th Avenue at around 11:30 a.m. Friday to investigate a shots fired call. Officers arrived on the scene and learned the victim, Maxwell Green, had found two subjects coming out of his garage and confronted them. During the incident, Green struggled with one of the suspects, 30-year-old Christopher Brammer. During the struggle, Brammer pulled a revolver from his pocket and fired one round. He then ran from the area along with a second suspect, 30-year-old Trevor Myers. Myers was found a short time later and charged with burglary in the first degree for his involvement in the incident. Brammer was located by officers shortly after 9:30 p.m. and taken into custody as well for the same charge. No injuries were reported following the incident. The weapon that was used and other items that were taken during the burglary were found and placed into police property. The case remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department. Elsewhere in state news, Webster City Police are investigating the deaths of two people whose bodies were found inside of an apartment building on Sunday morning. That's according to Police Chief Shiloh Mork.
The police department received a call a little after 8 o'clock this morning. Two individuals, possibly deceased. When officers and paramedics arrived, they did locate two deceased individuals in the apartment. We're still conducting interviews and notifying family members.
Chief Mark said there was no indication the public was in any danger. The names of the individuals have not yet been released. And an Earlville man convicted of killing his wife is asking for a new trial. Janelle Tucker reports from Manchester.
Tad Mullis was found guilty of first-degree murder following a week-long trial in September. A 12-person Dubuque County jury agreed with prosecutors, who said Mullis stabbed his wife Amy in the back with a corn rake on their farm on November 10, 2018, 1 year ago. His sentencing is set for December 17th. But Mullis' attorney, Gerald Jake Firehelm, who represented him in the September trial, has filed a motion for a new trial. A hearing has been set on the motion for a new trial, also for December 17th, that will be held 5 minutes prior to the scheduled sentencing.
And a 19-year-old man from Iowa has been sentenced to up to 100 years in prison for the death of his 8-month-old daughter after he pleaded guilty to several charges. Jaden Strait pled guilty Friday to second-degree murder and several related charges as part of an agreement with prosecutors. Strait's daughter died in July of 2018 after suffering serious internal injuries. Prosecutors say doctors determined the girl's injuries were the result of a deliberate assault. Strait received the maximum sentence for each of the 6 charges he pleaded guilty to, and his sentences must be served consecutively up to 100 years total. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.